From Amaya Media, I'm Chirag Desai, and you're listening to a bonus episode of Tales of the Trade with our recent guest, Arafat Ali Khan, the co-founder of the Middle East Film and Comic Con. Now, from time to time, we like to share snippets of our conversations that didn't quite make it to the final episode, which, by the way, if you haven't heard, I recommend you listen to that one first. It's available in your podcast players, and you can also find it on the web at talesofthe.trade/MEFCC. Now, on the episode, Arafat shared a lot about his childhood and the impact it had on his eventual career. And it wasn't just about watching the cartoons or salivating over He-Man and Star Wars. He was just as into the action figures.
Whenever we'd have to go to the doctor for a checkup and all, I'd be like, okay, if I'm good, then you'll buy me a toy, right? My parents used to call me a bit of a con man when I was a kid, you know? I was like, that's why I went into PR. I would always, you know, any opportunity, I'd want to, like, extend my collection of toys. And then I have an older brother, and he was really into Spider-Man, and he, you know, bought some comics once with the parents, and I kind of fell in love with that, and I started sketching, you know, characters. I started sketching Spider-Man and stuff, and then I convinced my parents. I was like, listen, I want to pursue this talent.
Yeah.
So can you buy me some more comics? It was really more to read the comics. I was interested. I'd seen them on the shelves. You know, at that time it was the grocery stores. That's, you'd have to hunt them down in Choithrams and Spinneys and Safest Way. There was this one toy store. It was in Sharjah. It was right at the beginning of Sharjah when there was just that one entrance. I think it was called Wonderworld. This was like a proper toy store before, I think, even Dadabhai came up here, which was the other really big place for toys. The He-Man stuff. And it wasn't cheap, huh?
I mean, it was exclusive stuff that they were importing for you,
right? Yeah. Exactly. They had the whole line of Masters of the Universe figures there. Like, you would go there and they would get new stock. It was probably a better toy store than you even get now. Honestly, it was so, I think the people behind it potentially were passionate about it. I think I still have dreams of that place sometimes as an adult. As a kid, it was my recollection or my memory of, this is the greatest place on earth, you know?
Now, when your passion is just that strong, you find the universe lines up behind you. In fact, you may remember from the episode, Arafat has now launched his own marketing consultancy, Domain Entertainment. And a project he was recently working on took him to Riyadh in Saudi Arabia.
We're working with Riot Games, which is a League of Legends. Yeah. So it's a League of Legends tournament happening in Riyadh. So there was this guy, one of the employees, I didn't know him, one of the guys, and he had a He-Man figure on his desk. And I was like, ooh, is that the Super 7 He-Man, which is the new brand that's doing these figures? He was like, yeah. I was like, oh, you know, we have this. We had a quick chat. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't even introduce myself, Arafat. And he was like, Haitham. And we both like looked at each other and went, oh my God, we gave each other a big hug. So, when I'd moved here in the 80s, I had a neighbor on the same floor, literally a neighbor. And we used to play all the time, He-Man and all of this stuff. That was him. Like, what? How amazing? What? You know, like completely lost for words. It was so nice to see that he was still passionate and in that industry as well, you know? And so when there are these synchronicities that happen, that's for me. That's the universe saying, yep, you're exactly where you need to be, Arafat. You're doing a good job. Carry on.
The Middle East Film and Comic Con turned into a viral hit as the first mega pop culture event of the region and is now an annual milestone on Dubai's event calendar. And although setting up the event here was markedly different from its counterparts in the US or Europe, the fans, they're just as passionate.
Jarek, the fans are just the same here as they would be in the US. If you've seen, I went to New York Comic Con, they're the same. The level of passion, the cosplay, oh my gosh, the cosplay passion here is unbelievable. It's amazing. It was amazing to see at the first event, man, like 50% of people were dressed up. When it comes to pop culture or geekiness, there's no veil between them across the world. Are you a pop culture fan? Yes. You will be the same pop culture fan anywhere in the world. You would be like that. You know, which is beautiful to see.
There was one question I had to ask you. Those two Marathi girls, what happened? Did you ever follow up with them?
I like to think that they were some of the girls that
at some point they
came back to Comic-Con and were part of that artist alley that has grown to over 200 tables now.
So if they're listening to this, they should reach out. And so
I would
love, touch base with you.
You know, I would be so embarrassed if they were like, Arafat, you idiot, it's me. You know, you've known me for the last 7 years. I was that same girl. What's wrong with you, you know?
So, I think it would be interesting for them to know that, like, somehow, without maybe even realizing it,
they were the reason why, like, they were the trigger point almost, right? I would love it. As I said, it'll be so embarrassing. They're like, dude, we've been to every Comic-Con. You sent me an email the other day. That was the same woman. Come on. You know? Knowing my luck is probably what's going to happen.
The universe was like showcasing them all over. Yeah, and you were just like, I didn't realize.
What's wrong with you?
As I mentioned, you can find the full episode with Arafat chronicling the journey behind the Middle East film at Comic-Con in your podcast players and on the web at talesofthe.trade/MEFCC. This episode was produced by me, Chirag Desai, with support from Abhishek Pankarasubramanian, Sukena Kazmi, and Zainab Ujjain. Original music for the show was composed by Ryan Earls. Tales of the Trade is part of the Amaya Media Network. You can find out more on the web at amaya.media and follow us on Instagram at talesofthe.trade and amaya.media. We'll see you next week.